In studio with us now this morning, the newly elected Cathaoirleach of Sligo County Council, Councillor Michael Clark. He was elected as Cathaoirleach of the Council for the first time in his political career on Friday last. And he said in his acceptance speech that tackling the housing crisis locally was among the top of his priorities for the coming year. Good morning to you, Cathaoirleach, and thanks.
Good morning.
Thanks
good morning,
for joining us. Well, first of all, I'll put the point to you that these aren't contests anymore when Cathaoirleach is elected. These jobs are divvied out when the council is elected, in this case back in 2019. So there's no excitement anymore, is there?
I suppose the plan is put in place, the budgets, and when after the 2019 election, the main focus was on addressing the budget of the council, and there were some incredible difficult decisions to be made, very difficult budgets. And those decisions were made, and I have to compliment the councillors that made those decisions. Through the help of Marie Layden, head of finance, we have our finances back in order, and we now have matching funds to draw down hundreds of millions of euros for massive investment into Sligo. You know, like 50,000 for the eastern quadrant, and we have seen huge increases in enhancement grants throughout the county. And those are all coming to fruition now because of those councillors that wanted to address the finances of the council and put a package together to bring the bring the goodness into the county. And one of the priorities of mine was at the time to ring fence €500,000 extra grants for the older persons grant, which was very dear, close to my heart, because I'm aware of families out there nursing their elderly people at home and disabled people at home, and they need those wet rooms and stuff like that. So it was my own father lost his leg in his later life, and I nursed him at home with a lady that came in to help us. So I know the value of wet rooms and that sort of situation. But now we're seeing up to €2 million a year being invested in those grants, and that's huge.
All right, but with the package, the point I was making, with the package you talk about comes the divvying out of chairmanships over a 5-year period. Is that democracy or not, councillor?
Well, it's an agreement.
Like you would have known back in 2019 that you were going to be Cathaoirleach in 2022.
No, I didn't actually, because the first arrangement fell apart because they failed to bring in a budget. And I was one of the super subs that came in and would take the responsibility for the finances. After the second year, Tom McSherry was elected in an arrangement that I wasn't involved in, even though I supported Tom and I supported the budget. And, that pact fell apart because they failed to bring in budgets.
What can you do as a Cathaoirleach of a council? It's a great honour for anybody to be elected chairman of their particular council, no doubt about that. But is it more of a ceremonial role now? Is there anything you can actually do in your capacity as Cathaoirleach?
It's a huge honour for me personally, and indeed from my family and my campaign team and the West Sligo area in general and even County Sligo. And I'm one of 18. I know that I have a responsibility to represent all them. And in the political pecking order, which I didn't know, that I only come second to the Taoiseach, second to the President. I come over the Taoiseach. But unfortunately, I don't get the Taoiseach's wages or his care or driver. But I have the support of the executive, and that's very important. And I think it's important to have a good team leading the county, because our county here has gone through a horrific time with murders, hate crime, aggravated burglars, sexual assaults, and it has done enormous damage to our image. And I hope that in my year that I'll be able to restore that image, because we have a fantastic county. Today the sun is shining on such beauty and scenic areas and wonderful people. That's not Sligo, and I hope to improve the image of Sligo in the year ahead.
So apart from improving the image, what else? The housing crisis, and I know I saw you at the cost of living protest on Saturday. What else do you hope or do you think you can do in your year in office?
I think housing is probably the most critical issue in front of us now at the moment. Like, it's hard to believe that only a couple of years ago we were talking about ghost estates. Now we're talking the shortage of houses. And in every area of Sligo, rural and Sligo town, there's overcrowding and this terrible bad housing condition. And I personally blame the county development plan and the in, just the direction coming from government in those, in this current county development plan. I mean, back in 2012, we had a development plan that was created and designed to turn the city of Sligo town into a city and opened a lot of areas for development. And I think that we have to get housing. And over 86% of the land zoned in County Sligo is not eligible. Even though it's zoned for housing, it will never be developed as housing. So we have to look outside that.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing.
And rural affairs is top of your agenda as well.
Absolutely.
What rural affairs exactly do you mean?
Rural affairs, for 15 years gone by, it was nothing but young people leaving immigration, leaving rural areas. Now we see a huge amount of interest in people returning from abroad, wanting to live in rural areas, with broadband coming, they can work from home, they can work, create jobs in rural areas. And I actually see a turnaround of house building now that 10 years ago when you got planning permission, you couldn't get a mortgage, you had to leave the country. Now, planning permissions that are being got in the rural area, the houses are starting instantly and they'll be built, even though these houses are facing the perfect storm with the cost of all the materials that and the shortage of labour. I mean, you're a very lucky person now if you have a plumber or a carpenter or an electrician working in your house today, because they're like hen's teeth, they're impossible to get. And that's a serious issue going forward for the open public market, but also for the council in relation to maintenance for houses. It's impossible for them to get staff or companies to carry out that maintenance at the moment because they're under such demand.
All right, OK. This is going to put a halt to your gallop as a councillor now, do you not think? You've been well known as an outspoken public representative over many years. You can't be as outspoken now, can you, as Gaherlock? Is it going to hamper you as an effective, able politician?
I hope that the general public will know that behind closed doors, when I'm negotiating with department officials and council officials, that they know my track record, what I'll be looking for and what I'll be working towards. And of course, I have to be careful to ensure that I'm representing all, one of 18 councillors representing them all. From left to right, it doesn't mean ever to me. And I think that, as I pointed out in my acceptance speech, that my Republican ancestry and even in West Sligo, in villages like Dromore West, East Skeen has grown, that I carry that left-wing vote that people identify as a under left-wing vote, because they're under pressure and they find the cost of living now, you know, is enormous. And they vote for me in every election. And just because I'm the Cathaoirleach of the council doesn't mean I won't be putting their views to the executive and the government. And like, for example, the tenant purchase scheme that I fought very hard to get introduced, and while I was put down a motion on that in the council, and then I went on to the AILG executive, and then I met with the minister's team, and the minister yielded that it was unfair that those people living in council houses had to qualify by means of income to buy them out. That's gone now. So many people living in council houses will now be able to buy out their homes. And I think that's a great achievement for those people that would be on the left side of thinking, because they were there, got a house from the state, and now they can buy it and make it their own home.
Couple of questions coming in. Good to have Michael Clark on your show this morning. Maybe you can ask the new Cathaoirleach why there are no public toilets in Sligo town, or what are the council's plans to provide these facilities. And someone else says Michael Clark should be reminded that he voted to raise property taxes and council rents during the pandemic.
I'll take the property tax issue first. Of course we did. And now householders are paying a lot less property tax than they did at that stage. And it's because that hard decision that I spoke about earlier, that we're now, our finances in the council are back in line. And we're now able to match fund huge enhancement grants for the county. And that's what I'm talking about, being a brave, intelligent look at the state of our finances and to address them. People were under pressure, they're paying less money now, but now we see the benefits of that. And all the councillors, and you have councillors come on your show here regularly, Niall, claiming credit for footpaths and claiming credit for roads being done, and they actually voted to ensure that our finances stayed in bad condition. And I want to pay tribute to the positive, progressive councillors that took the finances and looked at it hard and voted to bring in a budget that we could sustain and return to normality. And that's what we're at now. Okay. So I make no apologies for that.
Okay, the toilet, is that something on your radar are not public toilets or not?
The toilets issue is a serious issue now. There's no doubt about it. In the town especially, we have new toilets being built at the moment in Enniscrone. We're working on toilets in other areas. We have invested a lot of money in the seashore on the Wild Atlantic Way in relation to seats and port-a-loos for the summer season. So I know that's not the right way to address Sligo. And when you travel to Northern Ireland, in every little village there's a public toilet properly maintained and kept. But it is an issue, a long-standing issue in Sligo town, that there's no toilets.
All right, OK. Elected on Friday, and your first ceremonial duty was yesterday, isn't that right, in Banada?
That's right.
And you had a personal connection with that as well.
Yeah, I was delighted to be able to attend in Banada under an invitation of Sean Owens to officially unveil a plaque to a memorial wall to the 1916 Civil War leaders. And of course, my own cousin Linda Kearns was one of those, and we spoke at length, and there was maybe 400 or 500 people there, and it was lovely to be there, and it was a lovely day, and it was nice for people, the local people, and it is part now of the tourist attraction in South Sligo, John Hume Peace Garden, so it's a fantastic place.
Right, okay. Is it something you always wanted to be when you ran for politics, Cathaoirleach of the council? Where does it rank? I mean, you've had your political ups and downs. You've had ups and downs, as everybody has in life down the years. Where does this rank in your political achievements?
Well, it's something that I never actually considered, and I never looked for, and I didn't look for it in this agreement either. It was my West Sligo colleague, Joe Queenan, that insisted that I take it, because it was equaling the balance between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, that two Fianna Fáil Cathaoirleachs and two Fine Gael Cathaoirleachs and one independent, and he had served, and he says you have to do it to keep the show right. So it was a great honour for me to accept that, and I'll never forget that to Joe Queenan and Darragh Mulvey for agreeing, and indeed Martin Baker for putting that agreement to it. I had no active part in this arrangement whatsoever, and I think that the look back on my track record on the council, because I brought in so many very positive issues to the council and worked as a team with all parties and none. Like, we had a presentation in relation to rural affairs, and as I said about the tenant purchase scheme, and there was many men that we brought in a scheme there lately in relation to taking in charge of rural roads with strategic importance to the council, and I led out on those, and I led out on in relation to a rural planning group to bring in proper planning in rural County Sligo, and all that work takes place behind closed doors, not on the media front, and they know I'm a team player, and they know that I'm always working for the betterment of the county.
All right, so great honour for you and your family.
Absolutely, my two boys, James and Augusta, were there, and Patrick couldn't attend, but like, it's history for those as well going forward, you know, and I follow in the footsteps of Mary Barrett and Joe Queenan and other West Sligo people that carried it, and I suppose what goes around comes around, but I certainly didn't look for it, and it wasn't important to me to get it, but now that I have it, I'm going to do my best with it, you know.